What is up, guys? This is the Warp Drive, first episode ever. My name is Zach. I'm joined with my two best friends, Owen.
What's up, guys?
And Teddy.
What up, y'all?
So today we're going to be playing my personal favorite board game ever, which is called Talisman. This one's 5th edition, Fantasy Flight Games. But how it works is it's this giant board with five different major regions in the world. There's the adventure board, which has a you guys are too much. There's a dungeon. There's woodland, highlands, city, what have you. Normal stuff. But today's a little different. We're going to be playing with a special alternative ending that I'll talk about in a second. But first, why don't we go through our characters and learn a bit more about what we're doing. So here, Teddy, why don't you start? Describe your character. What's your... we're starting with Owen?
I'll start this off.
Okay, cool.
So my character is the Bounty Hunter with a Strength 5 and a Craft of 2.
Mm-hmm.
My alignment is Evil. I have 2 fate to begin with, a gold, and 4 life.
Nice.
And my special abilities are, whenever I defeat a character that does not match my alignment, mm-hmm. I may take 1 gold from the stockpile in addition to what you would normally get. Whenever I kill an enemy, I gain 1 gold. And if I have a standoff during battle or psychic combat, I win the attack instead. So there's no ties for me.
No ties.
And whenever I land on a character, I can take a trophy of theirs.
Nice.
So yeah.
So
I'm excited.
You're the bounty hunter?
The bounty hunter.
Okay,
correct.
Cool. Teddy?
Alright. I'm the Dread Knight. I have a strength of 2 and a craft of 3. I begin the game with a warhorse, and if I lose the warhorse, I may take one from the graveyard at any time. Start with 1 fate, life of 4, and whenever I kill an enemy, I may take a spell.
Nice. I'd toss you your warhorse, I think. Mm-hmm. Dumb. Nice, cool character. I am the Dragon Rider. My special abilities are whenever I engage a dragon in battle or psychic combat, I add 3 to my attack roll. If I defeat a dragon, I may capture it as an option and take it as a follower instead of a trophy. I may only have 1 captured dragon at a time, and when I have a captured dragon, I get some benefits. I can add 3 to my movement, and I can roll 2 dice in battle. Use the higher attack roll to determine my attack score. But yeah, pretty cool characters. In my opinion, some of the best characters in the game.
Yeah, this is going to be quite the power battle of a game, I would say.
Indeed.
Fantastic. All of my cones fell over, so that's so fun. but here, let me read the alternative ending. And for those of you who don't know, in Talisman there are tons of alternative endings. Basically, the space in the center of the board, which is what we're trying to get to, is called the Crown of Command. And when you get to the Crown of Command, certain things can happen, either hidden endings, revealed endings, stuff like that. So we're playing a revealed ending, meaning that we know what it is going in. This one is called Sacred Pool. Whenever a character starts his turn and does not have a Warlock quest, he may immediately accept one. So we need to draw those. And that's this deck right here. So, Teddy, why don't you draw the top Warlock's quest? That's yours. You can reveal that to everyone. Tell us what it is.
The 5 points of strength trophies.
What is it?
It's the 5 points of strength trophies.
Let me see. You just... discard 5 points of strength. Okay, so as soon as you have combined trophies of at least 5 points... You can satisfy that quest, discard all of them, and you get a quest reward.
All right.
Does that make sense? One quick thing. So to get to the Crown of Command in the center, you need something called a Talisman, which is a special kind of card. With this game mode, we're trying to complete at least 4 quests. So as soon as you complete one, next turn, you'll get a new one, and you can keep drawing more at the Warlock's Cave. But, you always have at least 1. And as soon as you have 4, you are good to go to the center and win the game. Although you still need a talisman. So, here, I'll draw a quest next. I got discard 2 gold. So as soon as I have a second piece of gold, I can discard them and I'll satisfy my quest. Owen, what's yours?
Mine is kill 1 enemy.
That works for your character, doesn't it?
Yep.
There you go.
Kill an enemy, get a gold, get a quest reward.
Nice. That's what I like, dope.
I like to see.
So, we all have a quest now. Whenever you discard a quest reward, it is not removed from the game. That's kind of a technical thing. I don't think that'll come up. But if a character is killed, he keeps all of his quest rewards. I think if we die, we come back, or are we out of the game? What did we do last time?
The game ended when you died.
Right.
I was the last person alive, so
we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. We'll see if Teddy dies too soon. We might bring him back. And then the final text here is the first character to reach the Chronic Command space, the center space, with four or more quest rewards wins the game. So I think it's pretty simple. I picked this one out. I really like this one. I think it's a good opening kind of theme, just getting quests. So we're going to keep that in the center. Why don't we roll, see who goes first? So you start out with the Warhorse. Does anybody else start with anything?
I don't start out with anything.
All right, cool. So I'm going to roll. I got a 4.
6.
4.
Okay, so Owen, you're going first. So you're rolling for movement and then interacting with the space.
So I got a 4.
Yep.
I'm on the Sentinel.
So you're starting on the Sentinel space.
Yeah, so got 1, it. 2.
So you can either go to the Crags or to the Village.
We'll go to the Crags.
Nice. Oh, you don't. Oh, yeah, you're rolling. Sweet. What do you get?
I got a 4.
I think that's safe, right, Teddy?
4. Yep, you're safe.
Perfect. You go to the Crags. Nothing happens.
Kind of a useless turn, in my opinion, but you know, it happens.
yeah, Teddy, you're up.
6. Crags as well.
Or the Fields.
I think I'll go to the Fields.
So you draw a card from the adventure deck, which Zach is in charge of.
You got it. Here you go, Teddy.
Colossus. Ooh, I got a follower. Add 2 strength during battle, and at the start of your turn, you may crush any... Oh, no. You may crush any place cards in your space until the discard pile.
Hmm. That's a good follower.
How many followers can you have again?
Infinite. Right, you can have as many as you want. Nice.
There's your die back.
5. Oh, and I gave you a dice box. So. Oh. All right, my turn. I got 2. Could you move me to the village, please? And, Teddy, is there anything I can buy there for a gold? Just 1 gold?
Hmm. Already getting rid of a gold when you need 2 for your quest.
Nope, all are 2 or 3.
Oh, shoot.
Bold move, Zach. Bold move.
Let's do, is it the Mystic? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, roll that.
So, yeah, I'm going to do a Mystic. What's a 4?
You become good.
I'm already good.
So okay.
Nothing happens.
3 blank turns. I love that.
All right, back to me.
Yep.
3. Is there any place I can go to draw a card?
Right here, the hills.
Yeah,
the
hills. Or the fields.
Go to the hills. Okay. I like the hills.
So the hills past
adventure,
the
adventure
chapel.
Card, please.
So yep. Sure.
Prince, follower. You may have up to 2 lives per visit healed at the castle for free. You may exchange the prince for 3 gold at the castle. If you do this, you must place him on the discard pile. So where's the castle? Because that is where I am going to discard this prince.
That's the middle region. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Right here, by the way.
Yeah. Dope. Cool follower. I think there's something with the princess, too, if you get the princess.
Yeah, I think I had the princess last game.
Yeah. All right, Teddy, your turn.
Got a 4.
Should I go?
Portal of Power? Wait, oh no. The Fields or...
Plains.
Yeah. Plains.
Here's your card.
Alright. A weapon. No good character may have the Skull Wand. Add 1 strength in battle and 2 to your craft in psychic combat.
Nice. Holy cow.
So that's a weapon. That's an object, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Magic object.
Right? So, does it add craft right now, or just in, like...
Well, in battle, I can get 1 strength, or if it's psychic. A strength battle, and then if it's psychic, I get 2 craft.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll sleep.
Teddy's stacked.
Do you want to put tokens on your card?
Oh, yeah, just one. Oh, my God.
Dude, roll it in the dice box.
Dude, I'm trying.
It's a 3.
I'm at the village right now. Let's move to the plains nearest you. The one with the tree on it. It's a big oak tree. And at the plains, I encounter a talisman!
Holy... Oh my gosh.
What?
How? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. So yeah, I just picked up a talisman. It's a magic object. I need it to enter the Valley of Fire, which is in the inner region. Nice.
I like that.
I'm just one step closer to winning the game, that's dope.
I got a 2.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the woods, Teddy. Oh, that's not me. He's closest to you.
Draw a card.
Draw a card?
Did you just discard your talisman?
There's special cards for talismans. Right here. It's this one.
An event. Pestilence. Pestilence has befouled this region. All characters in this region must lose one life. The pestilence then vanishes to the discard pile.
Characters in this region?
Yep.
So that's all of us.
So we all lose a life to start off.
That's sweet. Good roll-o.
Yep, nice shot.
That's a good start to the game for all of us, actually. All
right. Now, so since it's an event, now it's nighttime. So, anything can happen. Enemies get tougher.
All right, here we go. Got a 5. I'll go. Out of the woods.
I love just picking up Owen's breathing on the mic. It's great.
Dude, you can't even tell. Like, I guess when I'm not talking, I'm just... When I'm not talking, I'm just gonna mute my mic.
No, it's fine. You don't have to. It's all good.
Or I can just do it like this.
I'm at the woods and I get one card.
There you go.
It's another event.
So back to daytime.
Fairy trod.
Oh shoot! Yeah.
You risk fate by traveling a fairy path, not knowing where it might lead. Discard your current path if able, and take a new path from the top of the path deck. Then discard this card.
That's a little confusing, but basically with the Woodland expansion, you get things called paths, which are ongoing effects that determine like what you do. So Teddy doesn't have one, but he does draw one. It's the one with the map. Do you see that row of three? No, the row of three.
I do see it.
Yeah, that was right there.
Oh, this one.
So Teddy, you get the top one.
Oh my gosh. Teddy got a secret path.
So Teddy, read what's the top part of it say.
Your path is dark and secluded, making it easy to slip in many dangers unseen. You may evade creatures with a strength or craft of 5 or higher. When you reach the meeting with destiny, space move to any woods not in the woodland.
Nice. So that's an ongoing ability you have, and the meeting with destiny space is the end of the woodland expansion. Right. So it's the farthest corner. You don't actually ever have to resolve it. But if you were, then that second effect would happen.
But I can always evade something.
As long as you have that card, you can evade the creatures that are that strong. Right. Nice. Cool.
All right, you're up, Zach.
Let's do it. I got in the boxes. 2. Where am I? That's not me. That's Dread Knight. I'll do it Fields.
Draw one card.
It's another talisman.
No,
nice shuffle, Zach.
No,
nice shuffle.
He got Are 2 talismans from the start.
Internal talisman.
I don't get it.
That one doesn't burn.
That one doesn't burn, and that's the actual card. You know, I just shuffled the decks.
I watched him shuffle, so.
Nice.
All right, well.
I guess I'm selling a talisman.
5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh my God. The Kags?
I'll go with 4. What if 5 that way?
Yeah. It's a roll of die.
4.
Safe.
Well, I haven't been able to do anything this game.
There we go.
Yikes.
Roll that. It's a 3.
You need to go to the fields or to the fields. I'll choose the fields.
Good choice. There you go.
It's an enemy. Craft 3. A banshee stalking this area. It'll remain here until it's killed.
I'll fight it.
Nice. It's a -1 since it's daytime.
Sweet.
What's your, what is your wand?
So since it's psychic, it's going to be, I have 5 to its 2.
Okay.
I'll roll for it.
So
you beat it. I got a 2.
9 to
4, so Teddy kills it.
Nice. You killed the
Banshee?
Banshee. Yeah. So that's a trophy for you. So that's three, right?
Yeah.
So three going towards a... You need five to trade in for a craft. Nice. And that's just a house rule. Yeah. Makes the game go faster. Let's try to get another talisman, I guess. I'll do five this way.
This way?
Yeah, towards me. One, two, three, four, five.
The hills.
Hills. I'm in the hills. We're all kind of in this outer region area, which is just like rolling plains and nice things.
How can I enter here again? Do I come here or right there?
Oh, you go in the highlands through the crags. It goes towards the highland entrance. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Siren event. Now it's nighttime. A siren song can be heard throughout the region. All characters in this region must miss their next turn.
So,
well, we're all in the same region.
So, nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Nothing
happens. So, it's my turn. Now, this is my turn. Teddy loses his, then Zach loses his, and it's back to me.
I love it.
I got six.
Bring it to Sentinel.
I think I'm going to follow Zach around, try to take one of his talismans. So, could you hand me an adventure card?
There you go.
another event.
Okay.
Restoring Rains. A gentle rain brings refreshment to the land. Discard one Fireland token from a space in your region, then all characters in your region heal one life, and the rains fall off to the discard pile.
I love it.
So we all get our lives back.
We all get our lives back. No Fireland tokens yet, but yeah, we all get our lives back.
You're all I got. All right.
Thank you, sir.
I'm up. So if I roll like a four, I can enter in there and keep going, or do I stop right here?
No, you just keep going through.
All right. Got a one.
So that's Crags or the Chapel, but you're evil, so you definitely don't want to go there.
The Crags.
Just try to roll a six, you can get something.
All right, what about the wolf and the werewolf and the reaper?
Oh, shoot. I didn't even set him out.
Ah, that's all right. We don't
need him.
All right. Looks like I'm rolling again.
No, ow, ow, ow. Ooh,
got a five.
No, ow, ow. Which is this time.
Not
no
this sex. Time. It's for...
What do you got this time?
I got a five.
It's an event for another day.
You just say.
So, yeah, it's an event for another day. How close can I get?
There you go, that's close enough. My turn.
Yes.
What did I get?
A two.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to go to the city, and I'm selling one of my talismans.
What?
A statement I've never said before. let's sell my normal talisman. It'll go back to the center. So I get one gold per object sold. And then I'll have two gold total. I'll immediately discard both of them, and I'll satisfy my quest. It's delivering two gold to the warlock. So I have one quest finished.
Where's the warlock?
Warlock is in the warlock's cave, but at the start of my next turn, I'll get a new quest, and I'll make sure to tell you guys what it is.
Awesome. Well, Teddy, we're behind.
A little bit. You got a five?
Four?
City. One, two, three. Yeah.
You know, I just landed on Zach, so I think I'm going to fight him.
Oh, God. Yeah, so you're the bounty hunter, I'm the dragon.
Right? I have a strength of five, you have a strength of three.
Three, yep. Shoot.
Okay. Let's go.
Go ahead.
Five.
Oh, you lost. So you got a 10 total?
I have 10.
Seven. So Owen just beat me in battle. So Owen, you get to choose whether or not to make me lose a life, take a gold, I don't have any gold, or take an object.
Well, since I'm the bounty hunter... Whenever I defeat a character... Zach, what's your alignment, my friend?
My alignment's good.
So since we aren't the same alignment, I get a gold from the gold pile since I'm a bounty hunter.
Oh, no matter what.
And... Yeah, so I think I'm going to take your talisman. So Zach just sold a talisman.
Whoa.
For... to accomplish a quest, and then I just took his other talisman.
It's like I walk to the guy, I got two talismans, I'm like, hey, I don't need both, here you go. I get my money, and then Owen just beats me over the head, takes both.
Welcome to the real world, Zach.
Nice. Teddy, you're up.
Got another one, thinks I'll enter, and I'll draw one card.
Highland card, Owen. So Teddy is now in the Highlands, which is a special region, not the same board as Owen and I are on.
Ooh, got an enemy. Craft four. We'll remain here until it's defeated. If you are defeated, in addition to losing life, the harpy drops you in the crags. So it's a craft four. I think I'll fight it with...
I'll go for it.
Psychic combat.
Okay.
Wait, actually. Yeah, it will.
So, your total is what?
I have 5 plus 2, 7.
Okay, and I got a minus 1, so 5 plus what that number is?
4. Shoot.
So he's a 9 total?
Plus his daytime, so it's 8.
Oh, I already counted that in.
Oh, shoot, and I still lost?
So it's 9 to your 7.
Can
so
I use a fate or no?
Yeah, you can use a fate. You can use it on me, I'll re-roll my die.
What'd you get?
I got a 6, so I added 5. Okay, yeah, yeah. So I spent a dark fate? Yeah. Alright. So 1 plus that, so you beat it that time. So it's a 7 versus his 5.
I bet.
So you got another trophy.
Can I change this? I don't exchange this for... Yeah, I'll save it for when I get a few more. Actually, no, they're both...
Wait a second.
It's the number at the bottom, right?
Like No, it's the number in the middle. So what's their total?
The 4?
Yeah, 4 plus 3, so 7. Right. So you can save it. Okay.
All right, so I have... I forgot to mention this, but I killed one enemy. Would me defeating you be categorized as killing one enemy or no?
No, enemies are the cards.
Okay, so
a character.
Never mind.
No, that's okay.
Just gotta do anything to finish my quest.
God, I keep losing my dice. This sucks. Where am I? Oh, there you go. Okay, my turn. 3. Wait, Teddy, what's your quest? Is it trading in strength trophies?
Yeah, 5 strength.
Oh, sure. Let's go. I'm gonna follow Teddy. I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna land at the plains. I'm trying to get into the highlands. Jester, follower. You must take the jester as a follower. Your attack rolls are reduced by 1 to a minimum of. You're summon up. Just fizzing in the mic. Yeah. We're turning this into an ASMR. It's just like pouring drinks. Anyway, I got a jester as a follower. I have to take him. I can discard him at the castle or the tavern. I am near the I'm neither. I'm in the middle of nowhere right now with this jester. If I win an attack against another character, I may force the player to take the jester instead of my normal ward. Okay. So just passing him around. Owen, your turn. What you doing, Owen?
I'm having a pretzel. So. Alright, I got a 4.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna join you guys in the highlands.
Fantastic. 1, 2, 3. You went at the crags.
Is that roll a die?
Yeah, roll a die.
I don't want to do that. Put it the other way.
Okay, this way?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. You got the woods.
I'll take the card. The Night Stalker. Strength 5. So it's technically a strength 4 since it's daytime. Teddy, would you like to roll for him?
I will.
We got it.
What'd you get?
3. 4.
It's my 9. I take him. He's a strength of 5, so I'm going to trade him in right now.
We got to stop muting our mics, because every time we press the button, it comes in as a huge pop. So just turn on your mics.
All right, so I'm going to trade him in for a strength token.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Teddy, get him a strength. Mm-hmm. So, Owen, you just upgraded your character, right?
Yep, I'm currently a strength 6 now.
Here, give me your presser rod. I want the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have the other presser rod, please? Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Teddy, you're up.
All right. 4. Middle of the ravine, or...
Oh, can't go that way. Just straight ahead.
Oh, okay.
To a ravine. Going deeper into the highlands.
Yep, draw 2 cards.
Ooh, 2. Hold on, I want to pass him his cards. Oh, shoot! I forgot to draw a quest reward. Yeah, I'll do that my next turn. Or a quest.
Oh, I killed an enemy.
Quit reading my cards.
I forgot to draw a quest reward and a new quest.
So what do I do? Should I just wait till my next turn? Or can I discard it right now?
Well, let's wait till our turns. Because we should have been doing that. Okay, so... This is great. Going really, really well.
So I'll start with my enemy of a craft 2. I'll go ahead and fight it real quick.
Yep.
So it's only a 1 to my... I got a 6, so... I beat it.
Pretty much. Easy kill.
And... I got a magic object. It's an armor. If you're defeated in battle and you lost a life, roll and die. If you roll 4, 5, or 6, the shield protects you and you do not lose a life.
All right. Nice.
Oh, I mean, no exact.
Teddy might not have a Teddy. Tony just muted his mic again.
I saw him.
Teddy might not have a talisman, but he's got the best stuff over there. Okay. What am I doing? Oh, okay. So something I should have done, but I did not, because I'm not smart very much. I completed a quest. I get a quest reward. Or a talisman. Because every time you complete a quest, you get a talisman. So I think I'll get a talisman. Because I need one. I had two. Lost both.
You didn't lose both.
You idiotically played the game and lost and sold one and then lost the other due to your lack of skill.
No, anyway. Completed my quest. Got the talisman. I have a talisman. Owen has a talisman. I get a new quest. Because with our Sacred Pool alternative ending, you always have at least one quest. My new quest is travel to the Cursed Glade, which is quite far away. It's in the middle region. It's this giant magical swamp place. But that's my next objective. If I get to the Cursed Glade, I can complete this quest and get either a quest reward or another talisman. My choice.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm back to my normal turn. I got a 2. I'm going to go into the Highlands. Oh, can I get a Highlands card, please? It's the Highlands entrance.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, I'm creating the card.
Dude, it doesn't matter if I read the cards.
The lucky fairy. Okay. It's a stranger. Can we calm down, please?
Yeah, chill out, dude.
So the lucky fairy will remain here for the rest of the game. I roll a die and see what happens. Shoot, some bad stuff, potentially. 5, replenish 2 fate. I'm already at max fate value. Mm-hmm. But luck fairy is available for everyone at the Highlands entrance.
Put that under my character.
But that's my turn. So Owen, you completed a quest.
Yes, I did. I killed one enemy.
Right.
So do I just turn this
over? You just turn over, so that's 1 point. You need 4 total to get to the center. You already have a talisman. Do you want a quest reward?
Yeah, I'd love one. So Owen, I'd love to have a quest reward. Auspice.
I don't know what that word is.
Keep this card. You may discard this card after you draw an adventure card to draw an additional adventure card. Then choose one of the adventure cards that you do not wish to encounter and discard it.
Ooh. So it's like a one-shot extra card.
Yeah, I'm going to do it next time I draw an adventure card.
Just try it, yeah, for sure.
2.
Go
to the hills and draw one card. Technically draw 2 cards, and then I'll only have to use one of the 2 cards.
You're doing it right now?
Yeah, so here, I'll give you this back.
Okay. So Owen's using his quest reward right now. Drawing 2 cards. So Owen, you get to choose which one to encounter, and I'll discard the other. Silence. Mm-hmm. All you can hear is the fish tank in my headset.
Oh my gosh, these are both really good things. So I have a Siphoning Scepter.
Mm-hmm.
If I defeat a character in battle or psychic combat, you may take one of his strength or craft points and add it to your own instead of your normal reward. And then I have a wooden stake, which is also a weapon. You may discard the stake when you're about to engage a creature in battle or psychic combat to automatically roll a 6 for your attack.
Ooh!
That's clutch.
That is clutch.
Take the stake.
I don't know which one I want. These are both really good cards. I think I'm gonna take the Siphoning Scepter.
Oh. No stake. Sad. So Siphoning Scepter. Oh, I know that card. Nice.
So basically, if I beat one of you guys in combat, I can take one of your strength or craft.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can keep this card throughout the game, so.
Right.
Good job, man.
I think it was the best decision for my style of play, Teddy.
Yeah.
So
for my game?
Like maybe you would want to take the wooden stake, but not me.
Someone like Teddy would definitely take the wooden stake. So Teddy just rolled, you got a 2, you're going to the...
Ruined Mine. Roll a die.
Get gold in the mine.
5.
Ooh.
Gain 2 gold.
Alright, well I know who I'm coming for.
Yeah, Teddy's rich, and he's got a Colossus, he's got a Warhorse, a Magic Shield. I'm hot on his trail. I'm coming in hot. You got a 6.
One, two, three, four. Ooh, Teddy, I landed on your space.
Let's get it.
Let's fight. Let's do it.
Zach, there's no way you beat him.
Well, what's your strength?
With a warhorse?
Four.
Oh, shoot, you're right.
No, yeah.
With a warhorse, he's got 5 plus 3. So he's got a strength of 8 right now. By the looks of it.
And I'm strength 3.
Well, what do I do?
Lose.
I guess I'll choose not to encounter Teddy. I'll encounter the space. So I'm also at the ruined mine. I rolled a 6. What's a 6?
Gained 3 gold.
3 gold. Rich.
Since it is the start of my turn, I'm going to take a new quest.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So that's your new quest. What you get?
Deliver / discard 1 magic object.
Holy cow.
Which I have.
A talisman.
And a siphoning scepter, which I could discard.
Right now.
Right now, if I wanted to.
Why the hell not?
But it's such a good object to have during the whole game.
It is a good object to have during the whole game.
That could win the game
for you. That could possibly, I could steal your strength and craft,
Teddy. That's a game changer.
Okay. I got a 5. Take me to the plains. I'm coming to the highland.
That's correct.
Fairy gate. Teleport to any other space in this region. The character to your left teleports you to any space in the inner region. So I think it's depending on if it's day or night.
Okay. Yeah, let me see. It should be a picture. Yeah, so it's daytime, so you can teleport to any other space in this region.
Right now?
Yes. And you would, I believe you would encounter the space.
Okay, I'm going to go to the fields, just 2 spaces over. So I'm still pretty close to the highland, but I get to draw another card while I'm at it.
Yep.
Burrow Worm, strength of 4. Strength of 3 to my strength 6. So, somebody want to roll for it?
So he gets a -1 on his die roll because it's daytime?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a 5. That's 11.
He gets +1.
Why?
Because I rolled for him.
Oh, okay. So he's a strength 5. I'm a strength 11. So I get to keep him as a trophy.
Nice.
And since I defeat an enemy, I gain 1 gold. Pay up.
Pay.
I didn't even take a gold when I defeated the other guy. So could you give me another one, Teddy?
No.
So I have a question. We're doing daytime, nighttime modifier on the die. Is that okay?
Or yeah, the card? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
It's -1 either way.
I just don't want to double up. Like you would say like.
Yeah. So he's a strength 4. So you roll the 2. So he'd be a strength of 5.
Right. Okay. Good call. Cool. Just checking. Yeah. Teddy, you're up.
4. I can't encounter you, can I?
No, you'd have to land on me, so you gotta keep moving into the highlands.
You lucky day. Roll 2 dice.
Teddy just landed on the glacier.
Not
a great place to go.
If the score is less than your combined strength and craft, move to any hills in any region. If the score is equal, you lose your next turn. So I rolled 2 dice. It's 11. If it's less, then I move out of the region. But what if it's more?
What does it say?
So if the score is less than your combined strength and craft, move to any hills in any region. Mm-hmm. If the score is equal to or higher, lose your next turn. Okay, I lose my next turn.
So yeah, tip over your character. Teddy misses a turn. Move me 5 into the highlands. Oh, and could I get a highlands card? I got a... walking stick. After I roll the die for your move, you may add 1 to your score. That's kind of dope. Nice. That can help me get to the cursed glade. I'll walk all the way there. Oh, and you're up.
See what I can do. A 6. Bring me into the city.
2, 3. Oh, whoa. Here?
Well, wait, do here? I draw city cards, right, if I go
you
in
draw
there?
City cards if you go here.
Let's go to the city.
5, 6.
How many?
Well, you're at the city gate. If you want to, you could buy a wanted poster since you're passing by the city gate.
What does that mean?
Pay 1 gold. The wanted posters available right now are animal, monster, and evil character. And if you complete a bounty, like you kill a monster and you have a wanted monster poster, turn in the trophy and the poster, and you get gold equal to their strength or craft.
How much does that cost?
Just 1 gold.
You can buy as many as you want.
I'll take the... I'll buy myself a wanted monster poster. Why not?
Nice. So, you, next monster... Anytime you want to get a lot of gold, turn in a monster trophy with that bounty.
But...
You get to draw a city card, because you're at Elemental Avenue in the city.
That's these ones, right?
Yeah.
Charity event. The character with the most gold must give one gold to the character with the least gold. So...
Who has the most gold?
I have three.
Three?
Three.
So we all have three.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Good thing I bought every them.
It's like the first beginning of a match where we've all been like equal, you know?
Yeah.
It's been good. Because we're all the best characters. Yeah, Teddy, you're up.
It's a power trip.
Got a five. A hills.
Mm-hmm. So it's a Highland card.
Oh.
Sorry, I just like looking at the cards, Teddy.
Stranger, you may sell any of your gems to the prospector. Discard the lodestone, opal, emerald, ruby, or diamond as if you were at the city and gain the indicated amount of gold. The prospector will depart to the discard pile once the character sells his gems.
Nice.
Cool. Okay. Do you have any stuff like that?
No.
No? Dope. Cool stuff. Move me three in, Teddy. Cliff. I'm at the cliff. Could I draw a Highlands card?
This is going to be a tough one for you, Zach.
I got an Earth Elemental. Craft 5. It'll remain here until it's killed. If I am defeated, in addition to losing one life, I am dragged all the way back to the Highland entrance. So this could be devastating. This would take away, what, 3 turns worth of movement for me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's not good. So,
roll for the enemy.
All right, you get -1 on your die roll because it's daytime.
Shoot. It's 4 again, so...
3?
Yep.
So he's craft 8 total. I'm a craft, 4. Let's see, 4. So I need a 4 to tie, 5-6 to win. It's doable. I got a 6. Good stuff. I got him. So I got my craft elemental. Craft 5, earth elemental. I'm going to trade him in for a craft trophy. So, Teddy, could I get a big cone. I got a big cone. Oop. So now, run back through the stats. I'm craft 5, strength 3. Owen?
Craft 2, strength 6.
Wow.
Craft 5, strength 5.
God. All right, so my turn. I'm going through the city. Roll the 6.
1, 2, 3, 4. So you are at Sanctuary Square. Do you want to go into the Holy Temple? Or you want to keep going? You could go Holy Temple. So 4, 5, 6. If you wanted to go to a shop right now, it's either Holy Temple or the Academy. Do you have any trophies?
I do have a trophy.
I don't think it... Yeah, you wouldn't. You don't want to go to the Academy. High Temple, though, if you pay gold and you get that many dice to roll, you can pay up to 3 gold for 3 dice, and you get a bunch of stuff. Like 10 to 12, gain a strength or a craft. 13 to 15, gain both. 16 through 18, gain a talisman, stuff like that. So the more dice you have, the better your odds are. But it costs gold for a die.
Okay, I'm just going to keep moving.
Okay. So 4, 5, 6. So you're at Flask Street.
Draw a card.
You draw a city card.
Oh, another trinket. Crooked Scales.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Whenever I encounter a card or space and pay a total of 2 or more gold, I may pay 1 less gold.
Nice.
That's a good
one. Alright. Alright.
Tell you. I just found a war horse. I'm getting away from you, Zach. 6. Draw 3 cards in the canyon.
Mm. 3 Highlands cards?
Yeah.
Owen's peeking at him.
Try not to look at him.
Oh,
good luck, dude.
I'll start with the event because the one.
Stop drinking at the mic.
Change it.
God. So wait, Teddy, go through your cards. What you got?
I got an event and 2 monsters. So I'll start with the event.
Okay. So what's the event?
The event is a great wealth is rumored to exist somewhere in the land. Roll 1 die, and place 3 gold in an indicated space.
Okay. So where's it going?
So I roll a die?
Yep.
2 goes to Mountain Pass.
Okay, so that's in the Highlands. So 3 gold on the mountain pass.
Where's mountain pass? Oh, right behind where you just were.
Yep. So that's available to pick up. Right by me.
Alright.
And now, what are your 2 other cards?
What with this?
Got 2 enemies, both. Well, strength 3 and a craft of 3. I'll fight the strength 3 right now. The. Okay, so.
I'll roll for.
I got a 1, but plus. Wait, so with this warhorse, I add both every time?
If it's strength, you add your craft onto your score.
Do, like, his objects count for it or no?
Yeah.
So if I'm fighting the strength right now.
You add literally all your cones.
Okay, so I automatically beat that guy. And then I'm gonna. So now craft, I can't add anything, right?
It's just craft, okay. Not strength.
Alright, so he's craft 3. I got a 4.
He gets a plus 5.
He's plus, yep, so he's a.
Plus a 4, I get plus 5.
So he's an 8 to my 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Alright, so nice. I beat them both.
Shoot.
Let me see, hold up.
Teddy's hauling right now. He can't be stopped.
It's that warhorse, dude.
No, the warhorse is probably one of the best cards in the game. I'm gonna try to get one. Ooh, right now.
I got 3, I got 15 all together right here, so I'll take.
Oh my god. So wait. So.
I think so.
Craft, yes, 7. All craft trophies? Oh, the strength one, you gotta do.
Oh, wait, 7. You have to do. Oh, yeah, okay, I get so, it. All right. Oops.
7. I had all of that. 10. So, yeah, take that back. You gain 2 craft.
Okay.
So, you get a big cone. It's worth 5. Wow. And how many strength trophies do you need for your quest?
I need 5.
Okay, so just a couple more. Oh, and you want to throw those cards away. Nice. Good turn, Teddy.
Yeah.
Next, I got a 4. I'm at the hills, right behind Teddy. I'm going to draw a Highland card.
Oh. I'm going to draw a Highland card.
Sorry. I was looking at my...
Sally.
Oh, no.
See, oh, Teddy. No. It's an it's an ambush. It's an event. So now it's daytime. I move the closest enemy in this region to this space. There are no enemy cards. If there are no enemy cards in this region, draw one card instead. So, ambush happens, but I am ambushed by no one. And I instead encounter a wyvern! This is a dragon! I'm the dragon rider. Here, throw that away. Guys, this is exactly what I wanted. So
you gotta beat him first.
When I engage a dragon in battle or second combat, I add 3 to my attack roll. So he is a strength 5 with a -1 modifier in his die roll because it's daytime. I am strength 3, but I get a +3 with my.
So 6 to 5.
6 to 5.
10.
Hold on.
I rolled a 6, so if you wanna.
I'm a 9.
You don't have any dark.
You're
fate.
5. Oh my god, yeah. So I'm a 9 versus a 10. Oh my. I got.
You have no fate?
I have only light fate here. I'll reroll. So, Owen, you are a 10 no matter what. I'm trying to. 4 to tie, 5-6 to win.
Wow. And you lose to the dragon.
And I lost.
the dragon rider loses.
So, it remains there.
Guys, this is exactly what I wanted.
Guys, look at this. I lose a life, and it's still on the space.
You want to take that dragon?
How much is a warhorse?
Warhorse,
let's see.
4 gold. 4 gold.
I have 3.
Well, no, I think you can.
Oh, crooked scales.
Yeah.
I do have crooked scales.
Yeah. Warhorse, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You don't want 6. You want 6 to get there.
Droppings Lane. Draw a card.
Racketeer.
And?
Roll 1 die. If the result is equal or higher than your craft, discard 1 of your objects. If it is lower than your craft, take 1 card from any shop deck for free, then discard this card. So the chances of me getting this...
So you need...
I need a 1.
You need a 1 or 2. Oh, no, but...
I need a 1. Yeah. Chances of me getting a 1 are minimal.
Don't have such a bad craft, then. All right.
All right, so I have to get rid of an object.
Just get rid of that talisman, dude.
I think I'm just going to get rid of this trinket.
Oh, yeah, it's an object. Sweet.
See a wanted poster.
Alright. Teddy's turn. What you get?
A 1.
You can go to the waterfall or the cliff.
Well, I can go backspaces now?
Yeah, for sure. The waterfall is great because the waterfall you either heal or replenish fate or I think get a spell. And we haven't had any spells yet.
I think I'll get a spell.
Nice. So, Teddy is drawing a spell. Oh, and you want to get him a spell card?
Where are those?
The middle? Or no?
It's the blue ones.
Oh. I can't look at your spell. That's the one rule I will follow, Teddy. The one rule I will follow.
Stop muting the mics. It literally breaks them. God. Look at it. Oh, and do you see this line right here? That's just muting it.
That's okay.
It's the loudest you can go.
That's okay.
You good to go.
Oh, you got your spell?
Yeah.
Nice. So spells are secrets. Teddy can cast that whenever he wants to. I wish there was a way I could try to encounter that dragon again.
But you can't.
I gotta move and come back. I'll go to the waterfall. And I will not fight Teddy.
Why not?
Because I'll lose. I'm gonna heal a life. No. Give me a spell. I'll take a spell. Can I have a spell too, Owen? Yes. Hopefully this will help me kill the dragon. It won't. Fantastic. Owen, you're up.
All right. 5. But I can just go into the stables, right?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to pay 3 gold for a war horse.
Nice.
Because, you know, I have crooked scales, so I get to pay 1 less.
Right. So Owen just got a war horse, which...
Wait, does the war horse... I can't carry anything, though, can I?
Yeah, it doesn't carry any items for you.
Dope.
But it adds your craft score to your strength score in battle, which is huge.
Minimal for me.
Yeah, because I have tiny strength, and it adds 7.
Yeah.
Or you can fight up my straight-up 7.
It's a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. Let's go to Teddy.
Man. Alright. Got a 5.
Ravine, draw 2 cards.
Or Prospector. But you don't have any gems or anything, right?
I'll go to the ravines.
Two Highland cards.
Do not look at them, please and thank you.
So Teddy and I are getting real, real close to the end of the Highlands.
Jeez.
And I'm just chilling in the city.
Gained a follower here. Instead of rolling the die for movement, you may encounter the space you are in. Mm-hmm. So I could have fought you as of last time.
Shoot.
As if you just landed there. Or, okay. Then the Wylander then wanders off to the discard pile. So if I do use it... Okay, I have to get rid of it. Alright. And then...
That's a follower.
There's an enemy. Yep. A monster, strength 6. And he's a strength, so I fight him in strength. I can add my 7. So I'm on strength altogether. I'm 11 to his 7.
And he gets a minus.
Oh, no, never mind. Then to his 5, then. Never mind, I thought it was nighttime. All right, okay. So I automatically win.
Yeah, auto-kill.
All right.
Wow, Teddy. Teddy's a beast.
We're good.
So Teddy's about to fight the Eagle King, it looks like. Trying to go there.
Right here, yeah.
It's too bad, because I'm going to cast a spell. I'm casting Hex. Cast at the start of your turn before you move. Place this card... Oh, shoot.
Read it.
I can only place it on outer or middle region spaces. We're in the Highlands, so we're exempt from that.
Ooh, yay.
Shoot. I guess I'm revoking that spell cast.
Poor play by Zach once again.
Poor play by me once again. Can't even understand my own game. let me try to go back for that dragon. I gotta get a 2, I got a 6.
Which one?
Go count towards you. I wanna see how far I can go.
You get to the ice bridge?
No.
Alright. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm gonna go backwards. I'm gonna use my walking stick to add 1 to my move so I get the.
Ooh.
I'll take the 3 gold, please.
Sure.
So now I have 6 gold.
Gold to gray?
Coming to the city soon. I gotta kill the Eagle King first. Alright, Owen.
Alrighty. Let's get me out of here. 5.
5.
5 out of the city, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cobble Lane, draw a city card.
Grumpy Wizard, event. You must draw spells until you reveal one that can be cast on a character. Then the spell is immediately cast on your character, ignoring any restrictions.
Oh. So that's bad for you.
Or good.
Sometimes they're good.
So I just keep drawing until...
Yeah, keep drawing until it's cast on a character.
And I cast it on me?
Yeah.
Nope. Then I'm going to discard all these?
Yeah, just you will discard them all.
Cast on yourself at the start of your turn. Before you move, you may cross the Storm River as if you were using your raft.
So you cast
two or no?
You cast it, and you're allowed to cross... What? You cross the Storm River?
Yeah.
Well, you're not even near the Storm River.
As if I was using a raft.
Huh. I don't think you're allowed to...
So I'd keep drawing?
Yeah, keep drawing.
Gust of Wind. Cast on any character at the start of his turn. That character must roll one die for each of his objects... On a one or two, the object is blown 6 paces clockwise.
So you do it for each object.
I have 3 objects.
So which one are you gonna start with?
I'm gonna do my talisman.
Okay.
I got a 5, so it's safe. Now the scepter is also safe with a 4, and my crooked scales is also safe.
Nice.
With another 4. So the grumpy wizard
failed. Tried to sneak up on you, but it's kind of a waste. Teddy?
Here we go.
Got a 1.
Ooh.
I'll go back a space and go to the precipice. I don't even want to say the word.
Precipice?
I'll just take the Highland card.
Just 1?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, hold up. Draw one card.
I've been forgetting to add in my gesture.
Oh, I got another follower. It's a miner. The miner can carry extra 4 objects if you pay him 1 gold. If you not pay him, he wanders off the discard pile. If you lose the money, leave any surplus objects in choice of space you are in.
Ooh.
All right, so I'll just keep him in case I need to...
How many followers you got, Teddy?
I have 4.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I have 1, and it's the Jester. here, let's see. 3.
1, 2, 3.
Glacier.
I'll make it a 4 with my walking stick, and I'll come here.
Yep. Ravine.
Owen, can I get 2 Highland cards, please?
Of course.
2 Highland cards?
I got... Yes. 2 wonderful things. Both trinkets, so meaning they do not add to my inventory space. I got a Ring of Protection. If I'm defeated in battle or psychic combat, I may discard the ring instead of losing a life. So it's a one-shot shield. And then I have a Dragon's Eye ring. I can enslave one enemy dragon I encounter instead of attacking it. I added strength to mine during next battle and then soars off to the discard pile. Well, that's basically my normal ability. Yeah, except my special ability is I can only have 1 dragon at a time. So this is potentially an extra dragon if I were to somehow capture another dragon. Nice.
All right, let's go. 6. Get me out of the city.
1, 2, 3, 4... You want to go to the woods or the hills?
The hills. Treasure chest. Roll 1 die to open the chest.
Well, roll a die.
I got a 3. Gain 2 gold. So we're back in action. I might have to go back in the city.
Shoot.
You know what, Teddy, I'm not really appreciating the way you're talking to me right now.
Got a 6, I mean...
There you go.
Thank you.
So if I go to the Ravine's Act, do I fight this thing and draw 2 cards, or just fight
the thing? No, the it's at the hills, and the hills is a draw 1 space. So
oh, yeah, I'm looking at the wrong space.
It's just the Wyvern, just the dragon there, yeah.
Strength, 5, oh... Wait, can only 1 person kill the Eagle King?
No, there's...
You just keep getting a relic.
Yeah, he just keeps getting fought and beat.
I'll just go to the hills and fight the Wyvern.
The Wyvern?
Yep.
You're gonna kill it?
Yeah, so I have a strength altogether of... 12.
Holy cow.
Plus 1, so 13 to hits. 6 plus what? Oh, we use a 7 to win, so I do that. Alright. Did I capture him? That's my turn.
Yeah, so you killed the Wyvern?
Yep.
So that's a strength 5 trophy. Can you do your quest?
Wait, can I turn that guy in, or do I need five?
It's one or the other. You can't level up and
No. Yeah, but that's what it's asking for, is for like a defeated enemy. It's not asking for five of these.
Yeah, it's trophies.
Oh, so I need all five of these?
No. Your quest is discarding 5 points worth of strength trophies.
Yeah.
So this is five.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'll turn your quest over. You have 1 point. Right. I'm discarding the Wyvern, so you're not leveling up. This is your quest. Although you just completed a quest, so you get a quest reward, which is the purple stack with the chalice. So, Owen, you can discard that. And this is Teddy, so read that out loud.
Discard immediately and gain 3 gold.
So that's your bonus for completing a quest.
I thought I was asking for 5 of the little red characters the whole time. So I thought that's such a hard quest. Right.
I think we stop here for this episode. Right. I'm looking at the timer, and it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, we've made some quality progress.
We made some quality content.
Count up everything.
Yeah, let's count up and see where we are right now.
A little bit of a recap.
Here I'll go first. I have 1 talisman. My craft is 5. My strength is 3. I have 3 lives left. And I have 1 quest point. Right now I'm trying to get to the Cursed Glade and get my 2nd. Owen, what's going on with you?
I got an Eternal Talisman, a Siphoning Scepter, Crooked Scales, just got a War Horse, I got a trophy. I'm yet to deliver a magic object, which stay tuned for the next episode where I will deliver a magic object.
Stay tuned for when I kill Owen with my walking stick.
Six strength, 2 craft, 4 lives, 2 gold, 2 fate, and send it over to Teddy.
All right, way to flex, that's all right.
All right, chilling over here with 5 strength and 7 craft. I got a few followers here, got a couple of magic objects. I just completed a quest. Got 6 gold, 4 lives, and that's really it.
So we all have 1 quest point.
Yeah. 1 quest point? Teddy's looking for a talisman.
0 talisman.
Teddy's in South. Awesome. And Teddy's next turn will get you a new quest. Nice. So that was our first episode with the warp drive. I can't think of anything else to talk about. Are we all good for this one?
I think we're chilling.
Yeah, sweet. So I've been Zach. We got Owen.
Yeah,
and Teddy there too. If you guys want to listen to us more, our little website thing is anchor.fm/thewarpdrive. And if Anchor does its job correctly, you can listen to us anywhere else. So like Spotify. I listen to my podcast on Google. There's an Apple one too for iPhones. Mm-hmm. But it should be all there for free. Anchor does it for me. I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, it's the Warp Drive, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace out.